bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back to this very wet day for us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got big storms moving in once again. I mentioned in the first hour that our local affiliate, our home base, 660, the answer has been knocked out. We had gigantic lightning storm as I was driving over here this morning. So hopefully that'll be back up and running sometime soon. For those of you that can hear us, the number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. You can listen to the live stream if a lot of people are doing that. Some of the calls this morning, people were listening online. And there's an app available if that helps as well. And hopefully you can give us a call if you have something to chat about. I still have a couple of things to cover, but we'll get back to the phones as quickly as we can. For the last caller, in the first hour, Sandy, we were talking about blueberry growing. And one thing I don't remember if I mentioned or not, he was talking about lowering the pH of the soil, and we were talking about using compost instead of peat moss and sulfur at a very careful level, and Garrett juice and apple cider vinegar. And one thing I may have forgotten to mention is coffee grounds. Coffee grounds is part of the bed preparation for blueberries to get down to that 4 to somewhere between 4 and 5 pH is a wonderful tool. It's a good tool for most anybody, but if you're trying to lower the pH, it's especially good. Plus, it's in most cases for people a free organic fertilizer and soil amendment. Open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Had an interesting situation this morning, and I've run into this before, but this time it was a little different. We have click beetles, and people, they're all probably all over the country, I guess, and people ask me about them several times a year. Click beetle is a really interesting little beetle that if it's on its back, it snaps and makes a real loud snap and pops up and can flip itself out of trouble. And I don't know if it can do it when it's on its stomach as well, but it's on its back. It's got that loud flick and click and takes off. And in the past, I've been woken up in the middle of the night by clicking, and one time it was a click beetle that had somehow gotten into a metal trash can, and it was driving me crazy, and I couldn't figure it out because it was really loud, and I thought it was coming from outside, and I finally figured out that the insect was in this metal trash can. And I've had that happen a couple of times before. We've got information about click beetles, and there's several different ones. The elaters, the great big black and white one that you may have run into out on some decaying stumps or logs or something like that. And the little brown ones are normally the ones you see around in the house. I have information in the Texas Bug Book about the click beetles and also on dirtdoctor.com. They really don't do much damage. They're just annoying if they're around making that kind of noise. But this morning it was a little different. Got up. I have the light knockout blinds that make the room completely dark. And I raised the blinds and I started to leave the room and I heard this real loud clicking. And I thought, well, where in the world is the click beetle? And I looked on the glass and I looked on the floor and I looked around and couldn't hear it. It was pretty loud. And finally, I determined that these knockout blinds are kind of accordion. There's a void in there. And I think that where the click beetle is inside one of those voids, which is going to make it really interesting to see if we have the same problem tonight, if they're still in there. They're easy to control if you can find them because they're really easy to catch. You don't need to be spraying anything or anything like that for click beetles. They're really kind of fascinating, but when they're making noise to keep you awake, that's not a cool thing. One other thing, the other two things I wanted to have the people locally here, so I may wait on bringing those up. Do we know, Matt, yet whether we're back on at locally? Local station not back with us yet. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Carol in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good, except for this storm is knocking us off our off kilter here in Dallas.
Oh.
Or in Irving, actually. We're at the edge of the big DFW airport.
Uh-huh.
How are things with you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We got a couple questions. I called you two or three weeks ago about poison ivy. You probably remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, question now is planting grass. I want to plant it, and my daughter, sister said fall's a good time, and so I've been waiting. And the other thing was that my son-in-law is here. He wants to cover it up. He said the birds will eat the seeds. And I just thought I'd ask you because I don't know anything about it.
Well, in your situation, what kind of seed are you going to plant? Are you going to do a mix, or have you decided what you're going to use yet?
Yeah, I think it's mixed, yeah.
Okay, do you know what varieties it is or anything?
No, I really don't know. I bought it last year.
Okay, hope seed's still viable. A couple of things you can do. One is when you plant seed, whether you plant in cool season things like fescue or down here in the south, Bermuda or buffalo grass or whatever, if you rake the seed into the soil, that helps to a degree to keep the birds from getting the seed. Doesn't completely eliminate the situation. The other thing is some people like to do is put out straw or hay and broadcast the seed first and then put a little light, not real heavy because you'll keep germination down, but a light mulching of straw or hay over the top of the seed. Now, in our part of the world, Carol, we have to be careful about using Bermuda grass hay because it can be contaminated with these very toxic and long-lasting herbicides and hurt the germination of your seed. So the best way to go is to use alfalfa, which costs more money, but the alfalfa, until they get this, it may already be happening, the GMO situation to allow you to spray herbicides on broadleaf plants, if that's not in place yet, the alfalfa hay is a much safer way to go there.
Mm-hmm.
The other possibility is this. You can treat the seed before broadcasting or after, either one, but treating it before you broadcast and what you're worried about might be the best way to do it. You put it out on put the seed out on butcher paper or newspaper and spray the seed with the Garrett juice mixture, you know, really well so it's the seed are all coated. That's going to put a different fragrance to the seed that might repel the birds a little bit. Plus, the fact the beneficial part of it is when it germinates, you're going to have food right there for the seed. Germination will be more even. You'll have quicker establishment of the seed and all that kind of thing. And hopefully, it would help with the bird problem as well.
Yeah. Well, where do you get the Garrett juice? I buy all my stuff at Home Depot.
Well, you can talk to the stores, especially the independent stores, about getting it. They can get it through the normal distribution system. Or, better still, you can do like our last caller was talking about. You can make it yourself. Our formula is on the website. It's on dirtdoctor.com, right on the homepage under the word guides, which is a button that takes you to all of my formulas and programs and everything. And you can make it with just kind of stuff you already have and a couple of things that you would buy from the local independent stores. It's compost tea, which you can make yourself, or you can use old coffee grounds and make a tea out of that, and that would work. And then you add apple cider vinegar, which is available at the grocery store, and you add molasses, which is available at the grocery store, and seaweed, which should be available at every garden center in your area. And if you want to add some liquid fish to it as well, that's fine. But that one is one you really don't have to do. The basic Garrett juice formula is the compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. So you can make it yourself if it's not available in the stores there.
Yeah. Another thing about the grass, my neighbor has a bunch of, I guess it's pine trees, and there's no grass growing in that area. Are they affecting the grass?
Well, only from the standpoint of shading them. The acid condition of the needles falling and all that might cause some problem, I guess, but it's mostly just the shade from the trees that would be the problem. Other than that, you should be able to grow grass under the pine trees without any problem at all. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I got to get out of here. Open line for you to jump in here at 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, I'll be back after this.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with garage juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard with you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. That newsletter that we have for you is free. All you have to do is sign up. Just fill out the little form on the homepage there, and you'll get it on a regular basis. Comes out whenever we get it ready during the week, but I have a lot of fun with it. Usually it is a one subject at a time, kind of a newsletter. The last one we did was on the sudden limb drop syndrome, and it's real spotty. I've been talking to some of my other friends around the state and around the country and even regionally here, and it's inconsistent. I'm getting quite a few calls about it, and I've seen some limbs down myself in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it seems to be fairly common this year, maybe heavier than normal, maybe because of the roller coaster weather that we've had. Really cool weather overall, and real cool, and then gets extremely hot and cold and hot. And the current newsletter is about that. It's a phenomenon that nobody totally understands at this point, but for some reason, during hot, windless days, trees, big trees from cottonwoods to real high quality oak trees and everything in between can just release limbs that don't appear to have any damage or any fault or any weakness at all, and drop them. And these are limbs that are big limbs that are 5-6 inches in diameter to 10-12 inches. And obviously, that can be very dangerous. It seems to be on the limbs that go up at an angle and then turn up on the tip and stick out a little bit farther from the edge of the canopy of the trees. So that's one of the things we put in the newsletter that's maybe a preventative from this, although there's nothing that's foolproof about preventing it, is to take some of those highly probable limbs off the tree, prune them off before they fall off. You read the whole thing that we put up for you. If you don't get the newsletter, it's in the archives. All of our newsletters are, and you can check it out there. But the next newsletter, don't know what it'll be, different subject each time. Maggie in Columbus, Ohio, 98.9, the answer there. Hi, Maggie.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
You bet. Doing great.
Well, listen, I have a small city garden I've been planting in for about 25 years, maybe 8 by 20.
Okay.
And I've tried to augment the soil every year with, you know, peat and manure and whatnot. But over time, it just seems like the soil has become depleted, unhealthy. And, you know, I rotate crops, but in that small of a garden, it's really hard to move things around and keep disease from happening. And it just seems like I have one of two choices, dig all the earth out and replace it. Well, my cousin's a master gardener and mentioned the other thing I might do is there's a product that can help this sick soil. I mean, my yields now are bad. Everything seems to get diseased and not do well. It just seems like sick soil overall.
Okay.
What would you recommend to me, sir?
Well, I think we can help. First of all, give me just a little bit more information about what you have used in the past. Besides peat moss and manure, what kind of fertilizers and what other kind of amendments have you been using?
Honestly, it's just been some peat, some manure, fertilizers. If I use them on vegetables, it's just your typical Miracle-Gro, pesticide 7. That's been about all I've done, and everything was great until about 5 or 6 years ago. And it just seems like from that point forward, I have really bad yields, a lot of disease, and I just can't seem to move things around adequately.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're joining us. You apparently are a fairly new listener, it would seem.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you, Maggie, is how to totally eliminate ever having to make the statement that your soil is worn out and you need to change it. With the program that we recommend, the natural organic program, the soil is our main focus. And that's what we're doing is improving the soil with every application of everything we recommend so that the soil not only doesn't go downhill and production go downhill, it gets better and better with every application. I might surprise you before I even tell you what products that I recommend and techniques you shift over to. I don't even necessarily recommend rotating crops. It's something that in the organic community is kind of a debatable deal. And certain crops can't be rotated anyway. For example, if you grow perennials like comfrey and asparagus and, you know, blueberries and blackberries and things like that, you know, you don't rotate those. So why should it be such a big deal to rotate the annual crops? Well, the answer is it's not if you're doing certain things to build the beneficial biological activity to overcome the problems, and if you're not using synthetic salt fertilizers that foul up the chemistry and the biology and the physics of the soil. And that's the big change that I would recommend that you make. Miracle-Gro is an unacceptable synthetic fertilizer. It fouls up the soil long term. You're seeing exactly why I don't recommend it or any of the synthetic fertilizers. You, with every application, things get a little bit worse and a little bit worse, and finally, you know, you have a train wreck, and you say, "Well, we got to rebuild." Well, I want to talk about how you rebuild, how you switch over to organic fertilizers, in more detail. Can you hang on with me through this break?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be back, and we'll talk with Maggie more about building healthy soils and doing an organic program for you right after this. Telephone number, and there's open line for you at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. And I think that Margie has stayed with us, and I understand that it's Margie, not Margie. Is that right?
That's right. That's an easy oversight. No worries.
Okay, Margie. We were talking with her, if you just tuned in, about how to go from using peat moss and Miracle-Gro and other synthetic fertilizers and getting back to having good production. The thing, Margie, that is the first step in going the way we recommend is to use compost instead of peat moss. And so when you start to improve your beds, and you need to do that since you're having real bad production now, you need to go to the local garden centers or wherever in your area you can find compost in bulk, and if not in bags, something like Black Cow or something that is a compost in bags, and use that instead of peat moss. In addition to that, we like to use sugar and ground and rock minerals. The garden centers will have some kind of rock minerals, probably, if not the sand and gravel companies in your area might. We use lava sand a lot. We use green sand. We use whatever we can get that is a different kind of rock than the base rock on your property. Where are you exactly? I forgot.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus. Do you know what the soil is like?
Well, it's, you know, there's some clay. It's not clay like Georgia. You know, it's a mix of, obviously, this is a big farm area, so we do have nice, loamy, But my particular soil is probably moving a little toward the clay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. At the sand and gravel companies, you can probably find a sand textured basalt or granite or something like that. Green sand is probably going to be available in your area. Mix that in with the compost, with the existing native soil, and then adding some sugar. And the two sugars we use the most to really help you get back to production really quickly are dry molasses that you might be able to find at the feed stores and the farm stores. If not, you can use any kind of sugar, old sugars that you have around the place. And the other sugar that we like is cornmeal. Whole ground cornmeal converts to sugar real quickly. So what we're doing with those things is we're stimulating the microbes or stimulating the beneficial microbes in the soil that we need to have to get the production back where we want it.
Okay.
And then instead of a Miracle-Gro, what we recommend are natural organic fertilizers. Some of the garden centers there in your area may have some granulated products. You can use coffee grounds. It's a wonderful natural fertilizer. The liquid fertilizer that we recommend is called Garrett Juice, and it's a formula that's on our website. It's in my books all the time. You can make it yourself if it's not. There are commercial products available by about three different companies, but if they're not available there, which it probably won't be in Columbus, I'm not positive. Just make your own, and you use it as a foliar spray, and you use it as a drench into the soil. Both.
Okay, I heard you give the last gentleman that recipe, and I'll check it out on your website.
Yeah, it make a big difference, and you can convert your tired, unproductive soil back into production, because all these things I'm talking about will override the damage that has been done by the synthetic stuff. The fertilizers are basically salts, and the peat moss is basically antimicrobial. That's why we don't like it. Plus, it's too expensive. So you got it. Don't worry about taking it out or anything, but just don't buy it next time. Buy compost instead. And then the final thing on the pest control side, you mentioned seven. Seven is one of the most toxic pesticides that still exist on the market. I know a lot about it because my father-in-law used to work for the company that made the stuff.
Oh, my.
And highly toxic. Its active ingredients killed thousands of people in Bhopal, India, several years ago, just as an example. But the other part of that is that the natural organic approach, using the things that build the health in the soil, create a situation where you don't have very many insects or diseases. And the few that pop up, we've got an answer with an organic pest control in every case. They're on the website. They're in my books. The most general ones are natural diatomaceous earth and what are called essential oils, which are made out of the juices of herbs, various herbs. And they're starting to be available even in the big box stores. They're really becoming a commonplace kind of thing, even for pest control companies to use. So you don't have to take a second class route going this way. In fact, it's a whole lot better way to go.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. And so over the years, I always augmented the soil by going to Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever and getting the bags of manure. You're saying don't do that.
The bag manure products are not very good, to be honest with you. The Black Cow product line has some that are, so look for it if it's in your area. And if it's some other product, look at the ingredients and the way they explain it on there. If it's a well-composted product and has nice soft texture and smells good and all that kind of thing, it may be okay. But a lot of the manure products that are on the market, especially here in Texas in our area, there's very little control on the quality. So the people can put a little bit of manure in the bag and then throw sawdust and dirt and all kinds of things in there, and it's legal to do. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And it may be the same way in Columbus. I don't have any idea. But the warning is just be careful that you get something that's a good quality product. And you can tell the way it feels, the way it smells. Go online and, you know, ask about certain products that may be available there and see what people think. Let me know. You know, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Be glad to help.
Okay, well, listen, you have been awesome. You've given me a lot of hope and a lot of tools and resources, and you broke some bad habits, and you've definitely put me mindful of all the organic publications over the years that talk about crop rotation and how important that is, and what you say makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, just scratch your head on anything and before you make a final decision, and we'll try to give you the best answers here. Margie, thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
And thank you so much, sir. You have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
It is open line for you at 866-444-3478. Here's Sandy in Murphy, Texas. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Howard. I have a soil question for you, too. I've been on organic since 1999, and I had a soil test done, though, this year because my lawn just, I don't know, hasn't been looking very good. Anyway, I did all of their recommendations, except I did not put down any real large source of potash because I just didn't know what to use. I thought about, I don't know if lava sand or green sand would be good, but I need a lot of it, and I didn't know if there was something that was more economical. I just wanted to get your suggestions.
Was this a Texas Soil and Plant Lab test?
Yes.
That's what I thought, since they're recommending potassium. They're saying that you don't have good available potassium there. And there's a couple of ways to go, Sandy. One, and they may have mentioned it in their report, is an organic fertilizer called SulpoMag.
Okay.
And SulpoMag is a good potassium source, and it's a real good fertilizer because usually we're deficient in magnesium to a degree in our soils as well. In fact, that's the most common deficient mineral in soils across the country for the most part. The other way you can get potassium is green sand, which you've already mentioned. That's an excellent source of available to the plant potassium. Mm-hmm. And you can put the green sand out at anywhere from about 40 pounds, about twice the fertilizer rate because it's a heavy material, up to 80 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Oh, okay. So
and if you were,
much as I was thinking.
Yeah, if you were really deficient, which sounds like you might be, doing both of those things would probably be a good idea. And even if your budget doesn't allow you to do those kind of rates, that's no big deal, really, either. Just put it out at a lower rate, and then later on, add some more.
Okay, I think I was thinking it was going to require, like, a truckload. So
No.
Okay, because I only have about 3,500 square feet of lawn, so that's doable.
Texas Plant and Soil Lab tends to make recommendations on pounds of nutrients per acre in line with their synthetic fertilizer recommendations. And we've had discussions and debates about that for a long time. With an organic approach, less is more. And a lot of times you can put out a much, much smaller amount and get the same benefits and effects because it starts releasing things in the soil with this organic approach that are tied up and haven't been available in the past. So you're not just trying to put out those nutrients. You're trying to release the ones that are tied up in the soil.
Well, they said I was high in calcium. Is that the problem then?
It's very common, yeah. When you're high in calcium, that tends to lock up all the other things. So they may be really easily available if you do those things that I talked about at some pretty reasonable rates. And the other thing about it is the Garrett juice will make all the difference in the world, helping make those things available if you spray foliar and do some drenching and also put out some mycorrhizal fungus products as well as your time and budget allows.
Is that, I put down soil activator. Is that the same thing or is that something different?
Well, the Garrett juice formula functions as a soil stimulator. Some people sell specific soil stimulators. Medina has a specific soil stimulator and those things are fine. It's just that we like to add, and they even recommend adding other things to it to make this Garrett juice mixture that does even more.
Okay. Very good. I'll do it.
Okay, no, get to work.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. And we've got open lines. Really unusual day today because of radio stations here locally being knocked off the face of the earth, apparently, and not hearing us. So it's an easy time to call in for those of you around the rest of the country. 1-866, the number is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. And we're delighted. There are a lot of new listeners every week. You've heard some of them today, and people are writing us all the time that are just getting on board what we're talking about. I don't quite understand exactly how to do it. Anytime you start something that's different than you have been doing, you know, it sounds complicated. It's not where your comfort level is. You don't know exactly what to do, and that's what we try to help with here. The organic program is actually easier once you get into it and understand it, and that's what we try to help you with. So give us a buzz, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil. The richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go talk to our Maggie in Fort Worth listening on the internet. What you got, yeah. Maggie?
Well, I wanted to do a couple of things here. I had spotted your app on the Google Play Store, and I hadn't downloaded it before because it seemed redundant. But this morning, since our tower is out, I downloaded it, and it's working beautifully.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
so
several people.
It doesn't have many downloads yet. You need to promote that.
Yeah, it's brand new. We like to promote our radio stations around, you know, the country the most. It just gives people an additional option.
Right, especially on a morning like this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But also, I enjoyed listening to your caller from the upper Midwest who had been doing all of the chemical, Margie,
uh-huh.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Margie.
Because a dozen years ago, I mean, it's kind of a testimonial here, I moved into this house and the yard had been, you know, the traditional urban gardening had used chemical fertilizers and things like that, and the dirt was hard and hard to work with. And I was thinking, you know, is this ever going to get better? But I've been realizing in the last few years that it's so much easier to turn over the soil, and I keep adding in the amendments and the beneficial nematodes and the thrive and all those things. And I still have my share of things that come through that I have to deal with.
Sure.
But the garden does so much better than it did when I first started because the soil is healthy. That is key.
And, yeah, it just gets better and better, too. That's the really fun part about it.
She'll notice the difference as soon as she starts putting out some good compost and molasses and such. As soon as she starts getting past the salts and the crud that are in her garden.
That's right. That's one of the reasons we recommend the sugar. Some people give us a hard time about using sugar, but it just speeds up the process so much and gets you to that point where you're being productive. And if people aren't productive with an organic program the first season, they're going to abandon it and go back to using the bad stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to put a plug in for your app. It's there when needed.
Thank you, Maggie.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Maggie is Northwesterner on in our forums and has great reporting there all the time and photographs and everything else. So always check that out. She's one of our moderators. Roberto in Plano on the new app. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, it's I've never seen anything knocked out quite this long before, but that's how it is.
Got a question for you. I've called before that I replaced some of my turf that wasn't growing under my oak, live oaks mm-hmm. with the Persian ivy. So the second half also needs to be replaced because my scene obviously isn't growing there either. But I wanted something that's foot traffic tolerant. And I was toying between three things that I've read up on with your books and your internet website. And I was wondering what which one you thought would handle more foot traffic between dichondria, frog's fruit, and horseherb. Hmm. Or if you had a better choice.
That's an interesting thought process there. I tell you what might be the best thing to do, Roberto, is use all three of them.
Huh.
Have a mixture. The horse herb probably is the toughest of them all. The frog fruit may be the prettiest. It's has that interesting little white flower, the vertical white flower all over. And then the dichondra is very low growing, you know. So doing a mixture of the three and having a biodiverse kind of a ground cover situation with those three natives might be kind of fun to do. If you're going to pick just one, it's probably the horse herb because it can be mowed. Well, all of them can, but it can be mowed like a lawn and is quite often. Its only downside is that it's completely bare during a tough, harsh winter. And the others will hang around a little bit better.
I see. Well, mine's completely bare now, so. Yeah.
But you might give that a shot if you don't mind kind of a ground covery looking area that has some biodiversity to it.
Okay. Yeah. Now the challenge is where to get it and when.
There's a fella in the Dallas area. I think he's in Arlington somewhere that I don't remember the name of his company, but he sells native plants and sells those specifically that we were talking about. You might Google native plants in DFW, and those will come up. Some of the typical garden centers sell those as well. You'll just have to call around and check because people tend to handle the hybrids and all that more so than some of the native things. But I bet you can find them. Plus, if you find some native stands of them, digging out some little clumps can work pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Okay.
Well, Matt is dramatically letting me know that it's the end of this hour. Did you have something else, Roberto?
Is it okay to plant it now?
Yeah, you bet. You have to water it some, but yeah, getting in now, between now and fall, would be great. Fall would be perfect, too.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Keep me posted on that and send us some pictures.
I will. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Interesting rainy storm, lightning tower knocked out weekend for some people, but hopefully you're able to hear us and can give us a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Our website, dirtdoctor.com, is where you can sign up for the free newsletter weekly. Just fill out the form on the homepage there, and you can find out how to join the Organic Club of America there, too.